welcome to episode 30 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and on today's episode, I want to talk about contribution and how it's one of the easiest ways to live a fulfilled life. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, no doubt you're here to get some ideas about how you can become more confident. And there are a lot of ways that you can achieve that. Many of them we've spoken about already over the weeks, and we'll go over a lot more of them in the future. But one of the things I get asked most often is, how can I make it easier to speak to people I don't know? That's something that almost everyone who struggles with low self-confidence wants to answer. And it's very often difficult to find ways to ease into a conversation with someone you've never spoken to before. So today's podcast is going to do two things for you. Firstly, it's going to show you a way where the person you're going to speak to will be really glad that you did, so there's no negative feedback to worry about. And second, it's going to give you a way to meet two of your six human needs. And if you haven't come across the six human needs before, I'll put a link for you in the show notes to have a read through. Okay, so going back to the first benefit where I said that the person will be glad you spoke to them. The reason for that is because you're going to be talking to someone who needs your help. Now, there are thousands of people who'd love to have you speak with them, and it's a really easy thing to achieve. Even if you really struggle with anything that needs you to be even a little bit confident. And it's a great self-esteem booster as well. So, how do you go about finding these people? Well, generally that's the easy bit. All you need to do is think about who would like to speak with you. So, let's give you some ideas. Clearly, with the COVID problems at the moment, finding people to speak with is going to be a bit more difficult than it otherwise would be. I used to recommend visiting a local hospice or a care home and asking if you can volunteer there for an hour or two each week. And then that way there's plenty of people who'd be really grateful for a conversation. So you can hone your conversation starting skills and make someone's day without having to worry about repercussions for a bad performance. Any situation like that is win-win. You learn how to speak with strangers, and they get to relieve the boredom of daytime TV with a proper conversation. And even if it's more difficult at the moment, there are still opportunities. For example, if you live in even a relatively small town, there are often going to be people living rough who don't really get the chance to have a conversation with anyone. And it doesn't even need to be a conversation. Even just buying them a coffee or a burger will give you a reason to sit and talk to them. And I can pretty much guarantee that they'll be happy to talk to you after you've taken the time to treat them as a human being. Now, obviously, if you're going to speak to people who are down on their luck, you need to be cautious. The vast majority of homeless people end up there because of circumstances they had little or very little control over. And they're essentially just doing the best that they can in the situation that they've found themselves in. But there are always exceptions to the rule, and you should do whatever you can to stay safe. So maybe buy them a coffee one morning and just say, I thought you could really use this. Then just walk on. If they thank you and they seem friendly, and remember that most people really are, then the next time you're passing, say to them, I'm just going to grab myself a coffee. Can I get you one? Or is there something else you'd prefer? And you've started a conversation. Then you go buy your coffee and whatever it is they want, and you carry on talking. So that's how you can start a conversation with a stranger. And again, it's win-win. If you're reluctant to do that by yourself, then go with a friend. Having someone that you know with you should make the initial meeting less stressful, and you'll feel safer if you've got that extra bit of backup with you. So on to the second benefit. So not only speaking with strangers, but speaking with people you don't get the chance to speak with regularly, you're meeting your need for contribution. Now, there are lots of ways to grow, and human growth is a natural consequence of contribution. The more you contribute, the more you grow as a human being. And who knows, maybe you'll make some new friends in the process. But be careful, because once you get the bug, it's very difficult to stop, and we wouldn't want you making friends and becoming the pillar of society, would we? So just be careful. So let's give you a quick recap. Over the next few days, think about how you could be of benefit to someone less lucky than you are at the moment. Then decide on how you could not only be of service to them, but also use the experience to gain confidence in yourself and give back at the same time. If you need to, speak to someone you trust and ask them to go along with you for moral support. Then just go and make someone's day. You'll be really glad that you did. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of it. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. You can leave any questions or comments on the podcast page for this episode, which will be theskillfulmind.com/podcast/30, where you'll also find today's show notes and links. So until next time, bye for now.